We're looking unto you.
You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
You are now tuned in with the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple with Apostle Curtis Watkins. Please stay tuned at the end of the program for more information. Now here is Apostle Curtis J. Watkins.
Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made. As you know, I always say we're rejoicing and we're glad in it this morning. We thank God for another opportunity, another time to come into your home, into your cars. However you're tuning into the radio broadcast, it's about time for your miracle. And this station has made it possible. WWBC 1510 on your AM dial has made it possible for me to come into your cars, come into your homes, come on to you by the way of your smart radios, everything that is connected. We thank God for you. Again, it's about time for your miracle. We pray that you had a good weekend. We pray that you had services on yesterday at your church place of worship. We pray that you got in some kind of services on yesterday. We thank God for you again and again and again. I want you to know, guess what? God is still on the throne. It's nothing too hard for God. All you got to do is believe him. All you got to do is trust him. All you got to do is take him at his word, because he is a man of his word. We thank God for you on today. We thank God for you. We want to give God praise and thanks and honor because he kept us all week long. He kept back the hands of the enemy. Praise our God. We've been going through some difficult things, difficult situations this weekend, but guess what? God allowed you to come through it. God brought you out. Amen. And we give God the glory. We give God the honor for it. Praise our God. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for one more day. We thank you for one more time that you allowed us to come into the eye gates and into the ear gates of your people, Father. We thank you now, God, that you will just saturate us again in your love, God. Keep us in your care, Father. We thank you now, God, as we begin to go out through the airways, oh God. And as the word begin to go out, God, that it will touch, heal, deliver, and set free and bring liberty to those that are bound, Father. We thank you this morning, God, that your word will go out, but it will not return unto you void. It will accomplish what you have sent it out to do. Now, God, we know you're able to do it. Seen above all, we thank you, ask God. We thank you now, God, because of your word is already prevalent. Your word is already alive, God. Your word is already quick and sharp, God, in it to his sword, God, going in, cutting to the joint, the marrow, and the sunder of the bones, Father. We thank you now, Father God, for the results of your word, God, by my seed. We thank you today, oh God, hallelujah, that the rain, God, of your word, God, the washing of your word, God, will wash us thoroughly, oh God, as we bathe and bathe in your word, God, and take you at your word in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. We want to thank God once again for you tuning into the radio broadcast. Good morning to all of you that will be coming on the way of face audience. Praise God. Thank God for Trilla. Good morning to all of you that will be coming in on that. Praise God. I may not be able to call you right now. Call your name, every name by name. Let somebody know that we're on the air. We're on the air. Please, amen. Let your neighbor know that we're on the air. Listen, announcements right quick. Oh, my God. Get ready this week. Starting tonight. Guess what? Oh, my God. All roads, 95, US 1. Even if you come in, if you want to fly in the air to the Melbourne, hallelujah. We are going to be in Melbourne this week. Melbourne, Florida this week. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost shall fall like rain. Praise our God. Things, miracles shall take place. These signs shall follow them that believe. Hallelujah. We're going to be there. Where at? I'm so glad you know. Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Haywood, 1500 Florida E. Hallelujah. Avenue. We are going to be there in Melbourne, Florida. You don't want to miss this start tonight. Tonight at 8 o'clock, we will be there in the presence of God. Things are going to happen this week. Come expecting God to do something for you. Bring the sick, bring the bound, bring those that the enemy has clutches in that they think it can't get out of. Amen. Come expecting, bring somebody that need to be saved, and I guarantee you they won't leave the same way they came, because hallelujah, God is going to do something in their lives. Change yokes going to be broken and destroyed over people's lives this week. Start tonight. Again, start tonight in Melbourne, Florida. Amen. At Miracle Revival Healing Center, Deliverance Center, right there in Melbourne, Florida, 1500 Florida Avenue E. We are going to be right there. Praise our God. Again, the host pastor is Apostle Dr. Elizabeth Hayward. Amen. Come on, be with us this week. Praise our God. Starting on tonight. And then after 12 o'clock prayer during the day. Praise our God. Some of you might can't get there, but 12 o'clock prayer, you may get in the 12 o'clock prayer. So guess what? You may can do both. Get in the 12 o'clock prayer and get in the evening services. Come on, join us. Beat us. Beat me there. Beat me there. Oh, Coco, Merritt Island. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on, Titusville. Come on. Come on over. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Palm Bay. Come on over. Hallelujah. Oh, down. Come on. Gifford. Come on out. Come on. Fort Pierce. Come on. Drive. 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 Because guess what? Things are going to happen. West Palm Beach, I'm looking to see you, because you told me sometime you'll get up here. I'm looking to see you. Oh, praise our God. Again, starting tonight. All roads, all sidewalks, all curves lead to 1500 Florida Avenue E. Hallelujah. Right there in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Melbourne, those of you been saying, oh, when are you coming back? When are you coming back? It's going to be tonight. And it's going to go from the 18th all the way through the 22nd. We want to see you there. We want to see you there. Praise our God. Come on and meet me. Some of you have probably never met me. Come on out and meet me so I can meet you. And we're looking forward to seeing you there in this revival this week. You'll be hearing me talk more about it this week. You'll be hearing me more talk about it on Friday, also Friday night. Come expecting God to do something for you and with you and through you. Amen. Praise our God. We want to thank all of you for your prayers. Again, for the bereaved families, those that went through bereavement hour, we want to thank you for praying for them and begin to pray for those that are going through bereavement hour. Praise our God. We want to pray for the Pastor Ken Brown and Prophetess Brown. We want to pray for her, Chanda Brown. Amen. Hallelujah. That God would see them through this difficult time as they go through this difficult time in the passing of their son. So we want to pray for this family, throw our arms around them and begin to pray for them. We want to continue to pray for the Carter family. Amen. Mother Pastor Carter. Amen. New Hope Deliverance Center. We want to pray for this family. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastor Dr. Jenna Moraine. Praise God. And Sister Bonnie and her brothers and this whole entire family, church family. Amen. That God would see them through in the passing of her daughter and their sister. Amen. Hallelujah. Evangelist. Hallelujah. We want to pray for them. Cynthia Stafford. We want to pray that God continue to put his arms around them and love them and see them through this difficult time. Praise our God. Also, we would like to say happy birthday to Mother Carter. She celebrated her birthday on yesterday. Praise our God. God has blessed her. Hallelujah. 91 years. God has kept her. Amen. And even during this difficult time. Praise our God. So we want to throw our arms around her and let her know that we love her and appreciate her. And we say happy birthday to you if you're listening, or some family members are listening to this radio broadcast. We praying for you all. We are praying for you all. Again, we want to love on these families as they go through this difficult time right now. Because God is a God of peace. God is a God of peace. He will bring you peace. He will bring you joy in the midst of your sorrow. He'll wipe away your tears. Come on. Hallelujah. He'll take the pain, the stain from out of your heart, of your loved ones. Hallelujah. He's too just to do wrong and too wise to make a mistake. So we're looking unto him, the author and the finisher of our faith. praise our God. We want to send out our condolences to the Foster family. Amen. We pray for Mrs. Foster in the passing of her son. Praise our God, Larry Foster. So we're praying for these families. Some, like I said, you may know some families that I don't know, but continue to pray for them. Praise God that God will see them through this difficult time. Praise our God. Again, get ready. We're going to be in Melbourne, Florida this week. Looking to see you there. Looking to see you there. We want to thank all of you, those of you that understand my voice, those of you that have been there and went. We want to thank all of you all from being in Macon, Georgia, with Prophetess Carissa, Dr. Moses. We want to thank you all for being there with them in their services. Praise our God. Both services, Saturday, and then had to stay over to Sunday. So we want to thank all of you in those surrounding areas. If you can hear my voice, and those of you that have gone and went, we want to thank God from what he did in that services and how God used her greatly. Amen. Thank God for her. Amen. I want you to know God is still doing what he said he's going to do. We have to hold up. We have to hold up. We have to hold out. Come on, don't give up. Don't give out. But we have to hold up. We have to hold out, because guess what? He that will come shall come. God is able to do a sin of all we think or ask. I want to deal with this today, because the word of God is so prevalent in the word. If we don't have the word, we don't have anything. If we don't have the word, we don't have anything. Guess what? Because his word is quick. His word is sharp. His word is powerful. I want to deal with this today, because it's just the word alone. It's just the word alone. When you take the word of God and you mix faith with the word of God, you're going to get some results. You're going to get some end results. Praise our God. The word of God is his bond. The word of God, praise our God, has so much power in it, so much authority in it. So all you got to do is use the word of God. Remember when Jairus was coming to Jesus to ask him to heal his son. Praise our God. Praise the name of Jesus. Amen. And he said, the centurion man, he said, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come up under my roof, but all I want you to do is speak the word. It's so important that when we go through tests and trials, that we speak the word of God, that we speak the word, nothing but the word, nothing but the word. That's all we need to speak is the word of God. We don't need to speak nothing else. We don't need to speak no more defeat, no more doubt, no more hallelujah. That's why you got to be careful when you're going through a circumstance and situation in your life. Who are you around? What they're saying to you. Come on, because words have power. Words carry weight. Words carry meaning. Praise our God. And the centurion man said, now, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come up under my roof, but all I want you to do is speak the word. We're speaking it, but are we speaking it in faith? We're speaking it, but are we speaking the correct words? Come on. The word of God has so much power. The word of God has so much nutrients in it. The word of God has everything we need in it. So what we have to do is let our mouth, let our words become his words. Let our thoughts become his thoughts. Because why? The word of God has power. The word of God has weight. And we mix it with faith. Come on. Hallelujah. Praise our God. Jesus is his word. Jesus is his bond. In all in his name. The word of God. The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So when we begin to speak the word and we mix the word with faith, come on, it begins to operate as the word has designed for it to do. That was good right there. The word has been designed, come on, hallelujah, to operate with faith. And faith has been designed to operate with the word. So you got to put the word on. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I'm going to say it again. Faith cometh by hearing. The more you hear the word, guess what? Your faith becomes alive. The more you hear the word, your faith becomes active. The more you hear the word. So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. What word have you heard lately to make your faith come alive? Come on. What word have you injected into your spirit to make your faith come alive? Come on. So then come, now come, now come faith. Why? Because I have heard a word. Now come faith. Why? Because I have operated on the word. Come on. Hallelujah. Your faith becomes alive through the word of God. For the word of God is what? Quick and sharp. Come on. And any two-edged sword. So guess what? When you begin to hear the word, when you begin to apply the word, when you begin to walk the word, when you begin to talk the word, when you begin to live the word, when you begin to act on the word of God, praise our God, it comes. Things begin to happen. Look at the woman that had the issue of blood for 12 long years. She heard that Jesus was passing by. Come on, the word. She heard the word was passing by. According to the scripture, she said, if I may what? Touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. She heard the word. She applied the word. And then her faith became alive. She began to operate on what? Word. She began to operate on the word. Tell somebody, tag somebody, tell them, operate on the word. Hallelujah. Because guess what? The word of God, the word of God is so quick. The word of God is so powerful. When you begin to speak the word, according to the centurion man, Lord, I'm not worthy for you to come up under my roof, but all I want you to do is what? Speak the word. Somebody say, speak the word. Speak the word. Come on, you gotta watch what you're saying when you're going through. You gotta how you the word you're using, because guess what? He said, my word will go out. My word will go out. So shall my word that goeth out of my mouth. Come on. Hallelujah. It shall accomplish what it shall, and it shall not return unto me void. Hallelujah to God. It's not going to return unto you void. Excuse me. It's not going to return unto you void. Why? Because his word is his bond. His word is his peace. His word is his joy. Come on. Hallelujah. That's why we can't afford to walk in fear. That's why we can't afford to walk in doubt. That's why we can't afford to walk in unbelief. Why? Because his word carries weight. His word carries authority. So we must apply the word. Come on. Somebody need to say apply the word. Don't apply variation. Don't apply fear. Don't apply doubt. But apply his word. Hallelujah. And he sent his word according to the scripture. And he sent his word. And he did what? Healed them. Oh, you're teaching real good, Apostle. Thank you. Hallelujah. He sent his word and he healed them. Come on. He sent his word. You can send the word when you can't get there. Come on, the word will leave from where you at and go there. Come on, the word of God. Come on, just use the word. You ain't got to use nothing else. Just use the word. You ain't got to use no clicks. You ain't got to use no. Some people try to get over on you and with their words and do all that. No, use the word of God. Say what the word say. I'm reminded of Peter, and the scripture says, and Jesus was coming. He came through and he saw the fig tree. He saw the fig tree. He was hungry. But guess what? The fig tree had leaves, but the fig tree didn't have no figs on it. Come on. Hallelujah. Because it said for the time of figs was not yet. But Jesus was expecting something. When you use the word, when you use his word, you're expecting something to happen off of his word. Okay, then Jesus said right here, he said, Jesus cursed the fig tree. He said, no man shall eat. Hallelujah. Right here. Hallelujah. And when Jesus and his disciples saw it, come on, they marveled, saying, how soon is the fig tree, which was dried up from the root? Come on. It was dried up from the root. And Jesus answered and said, verily, verily, but no, Jesus answered them and said, verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of a mustard seed, thou shalt. You got to have faith. You got to have faith. It's got to be mixed with the word of God. It's got to be mixed with the word of God. He said, wait a minute. He says this right here. Let me go back. It's the 18th verse. Now, in the morning, as he passed into the city, come on, he was hungry according to the scripture. And it says, and he seen a fig tree. Come on. And he seen a fig tree in the way, and came to it, and found not therein leaves only. And he said unto it, let no figs grow on this. Let no figs. He already cursed it. Let no figs grow from it for this ever. And the fig tree, and it withered away. Why? Because guess what? It wasn't producing. When you got the word in you, when you got life in you, you're supposed to be producing, hallelujah, from the word. You're supposed to be reducing from the word of God that's in you. When the word is in there, it should be materializing what the word has come to do. Come on, hallelujah. So Jesus cursed the fig tree. Why? Because there was no figs on there. And here it is. We've just got to run through this. Here it is. Then they call it to remembrance. Come on the next day, because the word was so powerful, what Jesus said to the fig tree, and the fig tree was dried up from the root. So when you use the word of God, it dries things up. It opens up things. Praise our God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you use the word of God, so guess what? You got to apply the word according to what we're reading here about the fig tree, and according to the word that Jesus spoke to the fig tree. He spoke to the fig tree, and the fig tree had to do what? Respond by the word that was spoken. Hallelujah. The word, you got to respond by it. You got to respond by it. I'm reminded of blind Bartimaeus. Just that people has heard the word. He was blind, but he heard that Jesus was passing by. He heard the word that Jesus was passing by. So what he did was he responded on the word by crying out. Oh, my God. By crying out. So you got to respond to the word. You got to respond to the word. You can't respond to fear. You can't respond to doubt. But respond to the word of God. Because the word of God is powerful. The word of God is sharp. The word. Hallelujah. Peter in the boat began to see Jesus walking on the water. Jesus spoke the word to Peter to come. And he operated on what? The word come. C-O-M-E. So he operated on the word that Jesus spoke to him. You got to operate on this word. You can't operate on nothing else. You can't. Here we go. You can't operate on tradition, because the tradition make the word of God none effect. You can't operate on because this is my family church, and my family run this church. The word ain't running it. My family running it. You can't operate on that. Come on. You can't operate on the this is our family. This is our what our family do. This is how our family do it. You can't operate on that. You got to operate on his word. Come on. Hallelujah. His word is covenant and is bond with us. So we must operate in the word of God. If we don't be founded in nothing else, let's be founded, let's be rooted, let's be grounded in the word of God. In the word of God. In the word of God is where we get our being. It's in the word of God where we move. It's in the word of God. Hallelujah. The word. David said in the word. David said, thy word that I would hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. So we got to put the word in our hearts. We got to hide this word in our hearts. So when we begin to go through trials, when we begin to go through tests, when we begin to go through seeing like nobody don't want to be around us, we have the word in us. Come on, get the word in you. Get the word in you. So you begin to talk the word. You begin to live the word. You begin to speak the word. You begin to move on the word of God. Because guess what? His word, hallelujah, is his bond. His word is his deliverer. His word is surround you. Oh, praise God. Somebody say the word of God. The word of God. Hallelujah. The word will keep you in perfect peace when there's all chaos around you. The word will keep you. The word will give you. Come on. The word will give you strategy. The word, y'all ain't gonna say nothing to me out there. The word will open up doors. doors when you begin to walk in the word of God. Hallelujah. You become a walking, living pistol. Hallelujah. In the word of God. Because why? I'm speaking the word. I'm using the word of God. Hallelujah. According to his word. Amen. If you go back in the beginning. Hallelujah. You go back in the beginning of Genesis. Praise God. But God, it was word that got the world framed. It was word that made us. Come on. Hallelujah. He said it. He thought it. He spoke it. And it came to pass. And Jesus said. And the Lord said. And the word said. Come on here. Hallelujah. If you go back in the book of John. Hallelujah. In the beginning was the word. And the word was God. And the word was with God. And without him there was nothing made. Come on here. Hallelujah. And the word did what? Became flesh. Oh my God. Hallelujah. And the word became flesh and what? Dwell among us. Come on. The word became flesh. Come on here. Hallelujah. You can speak this word. So, hallelujah. Till the enemy has to recognize the word of God. Come on. That's why I'm telling you, when you go through tests, you go through trials, watch what you're saying, because the word is that powerful. Glory to God. Speak the word. Decree and declare what the word say. Get up speaking the word. Hallelujah. Go throughout the day speaking the word. Those of you that drink coffee, while you sipping and blowing on your coffee, speak the word. Come on. Those of you that drink hot tea, same thing. Those of you that, if you don't drink coffee, same thing. Don't change your confession. Speak the word. Speak the word. My time is getting up out of here. You got to speak this word. Hallelujah. According to where we were reading that in Matthew's, hallelujah, 21 and verse 18, talking about the fig tree. He spoke to the fig tree. He used word. He spoke to the fig tree. And the disciples, come on here, recalling that he spoke to the fig tree and it was dried up from the root. So when you use the word of God and you speak the word of God, it has to dry up. It has to materialize. Because why? It had to respond to the word. My time is come and gone. But if you're out there upon the sound of my voice and you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, respond to this word. He said, if thou shalt believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. That's just as simple as that. That's just word. If you believe in your heart, confess word with your mouth that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Come on. That's simple. Use the word. And if you believe that, you've done that, you're saved. Find your Bible-based teaching place or worship. Get in there and hear the word, grow and go. Come on, grow and go. Because the word will cause you to grow and it will cause you to go. Amen? Amen. Listen, until Friday, same station. What? I want you to say it. 1510, WWBC, 1510 on your what? AM dial, 930 to 10. Come on. Praise our God. Now, if you want to be a sponsor to me, you can. Because you can help me stay on the air a little bit more if you want to be a sponsor. Hey, by the way, guess what? They're going to be in a fundraiser. They're going to be in a fundraiser. You can stop by here. You ain't got to wait. You ain't got to wait till it come on. You can stop by anytime. And Brother Danny, radio station manager, will be glad to have you. Be glad to talk to you. You can call in. You can call in. You say, well, I don't know the number. Guess what the number is? Area code 321. 632-1000. Call in and make a pledge. I'll be opening up the lines soon for you to do that. All right? God bless you. Listen, I got to get out of here. My time is gone and gone. God bless you. Go and grow.
You have been listening to the Power of Faith Healing and Deliverance Temple, located at 1219 South Street, Titusville, Florida, 32781. If you would like to contact us or reach us or come to fellowship with us, our morning worship services start at 10 o'clock with corporate prayer. Worship service is at 11 o'clock. An evening service will commence 6 o'clock, corporate prayer, and 7 o'clock p.m. will be our worship service. You're also invited to come and worship with us on Tuesdays, which is our Bible study, our Bible encounter at 7 o'clock p.m. Also, we have an hour of prayer on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. and Friday